This is 720 WGN. David Olson is the Director of State of Affairs for the Alzheimer's Association. David, this is really good news. Illinois is doing something groundbreaking, right?
That's right, Lisa. Thanks so much. And we are so excited to see Illinois become the first state in the nation to require insurance coverage for treatments for Alzheimer's disease that slow the progression of the disease.
Right. And we have that opportunity now. It used to be that you would never know that you were suffering until it was pretty darn obvious. And now there are tests that can tell you, you know, that you are predisposed, that you are getting Alzheimer's, and there are drugs that can help slow that progression, but they're really expensive, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We're so excited to be in a new era with Alzheimer's treatment. Like you said there, we had the first blood-based biomarker test, which is used in conjunction with other diagnostics approved by the FDA, approved by the FDA earlier this year. So that helps us get the diagnosis. And then starting in 2021, the FDA approved some treatments that slow the progression of the disease. They don't yet reverse progression or stop it, but it slows the progression, giving people more time with their loved ones, with their friends, with everyone here. And we're seeing that now Illinois will become the first state to require insurance coverage of these treatments because, as you said, they are expensive. And we need access to treatment for all people. And this is one great step in that direction.
I heard that it passed both chambers with unanimous bipartisan support, that both sides of the aisle were very supportive of this, but I would imagine insurance companies did everything they could to lobby against it.
So I will say this was an area where the insurance industry and the Alzheimer's Association worked collaboratively. We reached agreed language that they were comfortable with. They were neutral on this bill. So we're really pleased that they saw the need for individuals living with the disease to have access to these treatments. They saw the impact that it's having on families, and they didn't stand in the way. In fact, they worked collaboratively with us and with the legislature, and then, of course, a bipartisan, unanimous vote in both chambers. And we're, of course, honored that Governor Pritzker made this his first bill that he signed into law this year, which was very exciting.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's Senate Bill 126. Now, what's interesting is it says it covers treatments without delays caused by step therapy. I think any of us who have been, treated understand what step therapy is, and that is you have to go through a series of steps, regardless of your individual diagnosis, to satisfy what I call insurance company requirements. How would you say what step therapy is, and how important is it that this legislation bypasses that?
Well, it's so critical that we bypass step therapy in these cases. We know that the current treatments for Alzheimer's that slow the progression are only effective in the early stages of the disease. So if you're in the middle to late stages of the disease, unfortunately, the current treatments just aren't effective. Now, of course, we have more in the pipeline. So that's why getting a diagnosis early is really critical, but then having access to these treatments. We don't need and we don't want to go through, you know, needless trials of other medications because we know that other classes of Alzheimer's medications don't actually slow the progression. And we need people to get access to these treatments that slow the progression of the disease as soon as possible so that they can be effective in giving these individuals more time. And that's really why this is so important, not only the access, but also the step therapy piece. And then also the bill requires a coverage of diagnostic tools needed to confirm a diagnosis. So, of course, you need an Alzheimer's diagnosis to be able to access the treatment. And so we wanted to make sure that not only is the treatment covered, but also we're avoiding step therapy and you have access to the diagnostic tools needed to access the treatment.
And is this in play now, or do we wait a year before this actually, he signed it into law, so how quickly does it become applicable?
So the effective date on this law is January 1st, 2027, which sounds like a long time away. that was an agreed upon date to allow the insurance industry to enough time to change their plans and modify their plan. But some insurance plans are already covering these treatments. So, of course, between now and 2027, you want to check with your insurance carrier to see what's in place. But this law takes effect January 1st, 2027.
And I've got like 45 seconds left. Do you first go to your primary care physician and say, look, I'm having memory issues, and then find a specialist in Alzheimer's? How does that work?
So this is something that you want to discuss with your doctor, your nurse practitioner, your healthcare provider. They may refer you to a neurologist or another specialist. We know that Alzheimer's is not normal aging, and that's really important to know. This isn't just, oh, I forgot something here and there. Right? This is a disease. It is not normal aging. And so if you're experiencing what you believe to be symptoms, of course, utilize the resources from the Alzheimer's Association. We have our 24/7 free helpline. But see your physician, your nurse practitioner, your healthcare provider, so that you can then explore the options to getting a diagnosis. And if you're not getting the help that you need, because we know that some healthcare providers aren't comfortable making a diagnosis or maybe aren't as informed as we'd like about some of these new treatments, like seek a second opinion and make sure that you address this, because only by addressing it early will you have to be able to have access potentially to these groundbreaking new treatments that slow the progression of the disease.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And thanks to your entire team at the Alzheimer's Association for making this happen. This literally can give people more time, and that's all we want.
Thanks so much for having me. And of course, thanks for sharing about it and lifting it up to your listeners.